That radio chick Cheryl Lee here with you. Welcome to the Still Rocking It podcast, where we'll have news, reviews and interviews with some of our favourite Australian musicians and artists. Today I share a Zoom room chat I had recently with John Inglis Young, Scottish-born Australian pop singer better known as John Paul Young, JPY or Squeak to his friends. ARIA Hall of Famer, Medal of the Order of Australia recipient and more importantly, back in the day, regular guest presenter on ABC's favourite music show, Countdown. From the Alberts Productions stable to Jesus Christ Superstar stage show to hit Aussie classic music Strictly Ballroom and everything in between. What's John Paul Young been up to lately? Let's find out. Welcome to the Zoom room. You're with Cheryl Lee, that radio chick. And today, I can't believe we've got John Inglis Young, a.k.a. Squeak, or John Paul Young, in the Zoom room with us. Thank you so much for joining us today, John.
No problem at all, Cheryl.
Like a lot of our fabulous entertainers, you're not Aussie-born. We inherited you from Scotland.
Yeah.
When did you come over?
We arrived on Australia Day 1962 on the Canberra.
So that would be your parents?
Yep, and my brother and my two sisters. Yeah, that was only its second ever voyage.
Well, we're so glad you came to Australia. You've had some fabulous hits and we'll talk about those, but perhaps I could just ask you a little bit about the early days. When did you realise that music was going to be your destiny, that, you know, music was your thing?
Well, I never had that moment as such because I was very reluctant. I didn't want to be on stage. I mean, I was happy singing songs, but I had no ambition to get on stage. It was my friends who decided to form a band and they pushed me into it, and I'm eternally grateful for them for pushing me into it. And then things just started to happen, you know. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time quite a few times, and that basically led to where I am.
So very lucky that your friends maybe saw something in you that you didn't see in yourself. Was that at school? Was that after school that you joined the band?
It was towards the end of school. I think this happened when I was about 16 and a half, something like that. Just 17, just when I got my license. I think that's when it was. And I used to go and visit them in Liverpool, in the suburb of Liverpool, and I was living in Fairfield West. And so it was a case of me catching up with them every weekend. And one weekend they said, "We want to form a band." And I said, "Oh, yeah, okay, have a nice time." And they just pushed me and said, no, you've got to be in the band. And I soon realized that if I didn't go along with their idea, that I'd lose my mates. So I went along with it, and I was not very happy about it originally, but it all grew on me.
Are any of your siblings musical? Like, is it in your DNA family, or it's just completely come sideways out of the blue?
I think it's in the DNA. My son is a musician and a singer, and he's good at the production side of things in studio work. So, yeah, and, you know, my daughter can sing as well, you know, so I think it's there.
So someone saw some talent there. One thing I didn't know, because, of course, the first time I saw you was with Molly on Countdown. Didn't realise that prior to that you were actually a star on the stage as well.
Yes, I was in Jesus Christ Superstar. I played one of the high priests, and that's where I met Molly. I met Molly on opening night of Superstar. We were quite friendly, you know, for a while. It was sort of kismet, again, being right place, right time, and having a new song out, and Molly being, because he didn't want to be the host of Countdown. That's just the way it turned out. So when he became host, he got me involved on one of the earlier shows and Yesterday's Hero.
And again, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Still Rocking It podcast with that radio chick, Cheryl Lee. Before we go any further, I think we should play Yesterday's Hero. This is actually from the classic Countdown CD collection, Disc 1, John Paul Young, Yesterday's Hero. He performed this on Countdown in 1975. Back more with Squeak after this. Countdown. you started out, you were actually in a small Melbourne production of Jesus Christ the Revolution. And again, somebody saw some talent in you, didn't they? Jim Sharman asked you to audition for the role in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, that's right. I was very lucky that he happened to be in the audience. So he was out there looking for a particular voice, and he figured I might have had it. And so I was really lucky. I was one of the last to be cast.
There was some fabulous Australian talent that you were with, John English, Doug Parkinson, Stevie Wright, Marsha Hines, Reggie Livermore. It's sort of gone full circle, hasn't it? Because you're still touring with some of those people, or have been until COVID, with the Appia Tour, and probably will again. How great is it all these years later to still be performing with these guys who've probably become great mates?
It is quite unbelievable, and it's amazing to think that all this time later we can still be out there doing it, you know. So it's a real thrill.
It's fabulous, the longevity to still be out there doing what you love to do. The great worldwide hit Love Is In The Air has been fabulous for you, especially in 92 when it sort of got a new lease of life from Strictly Ballroom.
Yes, that was a complete surprise. I was doing what you're doing. I was working on radio at the time, and so it was a big surprise that happened. Got me out on the road again.
Still Rocking It podcast with that radio chick, Cheryl Lee. Back to speak more with John Paul Young after this from the Strictly Ballroom original soundtrack, Love Is In The Air, the Ballroom mix.
Love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
Your largest audience, congratulations, was in 2000 when you featured performer at the closing ceremony of the 2000 Summer Olympics.
Oh, yeah, very scary, but but I got through it. I mucked up the rehearsal, so I was not exactly calm when it all happened. So it was a very jittery thing because it was a 9-minute version of Love Is In The Air. So it's just having to appear and disappear in and out of the stage on a lift, and watching all those people that were involved, you know, it certainly was a scary experience as well as a invigorating one.
Just also wanted to congratulate you on your induction into the ARIA Hall of Fame 2009. And 3 years later, a Medal of the Order of Australia in 2012, service to performing arts as singer and songwriter, which is obvious, but also through your support of charitable organisations. It's really great to see artists giving back and helping the way that you do.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's one way to give back to the country, and it's been a delight to be able to help wherever I can with whoever needs it at the time.
You've got some exciting news coming up. You've got a tour happening. Tell us all about that.
Well, I think we've just about gone through it, actually, because that's what it's all about. It's just about my life, and starting from way back in Glasgow, and we just go through it and through to my time in my band Elm Tree, and then on to Jesus Christ Superstar, then on to my first hit, and then we just keep going, and I tell stories about people in the band, and because we lost our long-term bass player. He passed away about 18 months ago, and we miss him greatly, so we do a little tribute to him. And yeah, and just play a couple of the tracks that were big when we did the Vander and Young tour.
It's a 70s pop icon, ARIA Hall of Famer, soundtrack for the Countdown generation and beyond. That is absolutely true. You know, I used to run inside, 6 o'clock on a Sunday night, kick someone off the television, put it on Channel 2, just would not miss Countdown for quids. And you were such a big part of, that whole, like it says, that whole generation. You've got your legendary status, as it says, in Australian music folklore. You're part of the soundtrack to our lives as we grew up.
Yeah, I know. It's astonishing. You don't think of it at the time, but that's the way it is, yeah.
So many of your hits, Standing in the Rain and Yesterday's Hero, they've truly become sort of part of the fabric of Australian music history, haven't they?
Yeah. And, you know, it's a lot of it, like I said, you know, it's some of it was accidental. Even Standing in the Rain was accidental. That was a B-side. And, you know, that sort of set the flavour up for Lovers in the Air. And then that took off. So that was the big one.
Still Rocking It podcast with that radio chick, Cheryl Lee. Let's have a listen now to that B-side, Standing in the Rain, released in December 1977, a single from the album JPY, written by George Young and Harry Vander. The song peaked here in Australia at number 12, remaining on the charts for 27 weeks. In Europe, it reached number 2, in Belgium, number 3 in the Netherlands, number 4 in Germany, and number 11 in Austria. Not bad for a B-side. Here it is, Standing in the Rain. Let's tell everybody where they can get their tickets to the show. It's the 50 Years Young, the anniversary tour. Yep. That's a nice play on words there.
Yes.
Where can we see you? We should get onto the Googleometer to track down tickets.
We've been going for about 6 weeks.
And how's it all been going so far?
Oh, okay, but we've had to cancel the 27th and 28th of May or postpone them. Our drummer has an eye problem. So we've had to postpone. This was always a possibility, even, you know, because of COVID. If one of us had got COVID, then we would have had to stop. So we were sort of kind of ready for it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's happened.
It's a little bit like that at the moment, isn't it? I think whenever I buy tickets at the moment, I'm sort of like 50-50. And fingers crossed that it'll actually happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it is, yeah.
You are coming to South Australia to our beautiful Her Majesty's Theatre, 26th of July, so we've got plenty of time, but don't be like some South Australians and take your time getting tickets. Get onto the Googleometer now and support the artists who are out and about entertaining us. And how good is it after sort of a 2-year enforced hiatus to be back out in front of an audience?
Yeah, it's great. It's great, especially to have my band back together again. It's an absolute joy to be on stage with them.
We can't wait to see you in our beautiful town. I shall see you down the front.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us today, John, and we wish you and your drummer all the best. Hope he has a speedy recovery and you get back on the road really fast.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks again. Bye. And thank you to your IT guy.
Yeah, that's my son. Yeah. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Still Rocking It podcast with that radio chick, Cheryl Lee. As discussed with John, he played Annas for Harry M. Miller's original Australian production of the Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice rock musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Thought it might be nice to go out with a cast recording of Superstar. You're with Cheryl Lee, that radio chick. Thank you so much for joining me on the Still Rocking It podcast. Hope to catch you again next time. Get out when you can, support Aussie music, and I'll see you down the front.